would you agree with this?
Through the chair, I'm certainly not a caribou biologist, but I can say that we have repeatedly heard that concern in many different parts of the state when either different user groups or development projects or similar types of human-caused changes are done in the ranges or migratory corridors for caribou herds. And so I don't know enough about the Central Arctic herd or its movements to give you my personal professional analysis of it, but I can say that that is a an often heard concern of subsistence users and people living in remote villages.
Further questions?
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Robeson, I'm assuming that you're a biologist.
Through the chair, I hope I still am. I'm trained that way, yes, sir.
Okay, well, if you are trained that way, obviously you've heard the testimony by the biologist that's up out of the North Slope there, who's actively engaged with not just the caribou herd, but also the muskox herd, who is opposed to the bill. Are you disagreeing with what his on-site practical experience has been?
I think that he expresses, I understand that he testified, that was personal testimony of his, and I understand that he expresses pretty articulately a lot of the concerns that people on the North Slope have felt about the potential for access from the Hall Road through the corridor. That's the department does not have a position on this bill. My purpose today was to, again, talk about the management tools that the department has available to it through the board system to manage the effects of changes in access laws like this.
As you go ahead and look at the way the management has been, though, as has been pointed out by the sponsor of this bill in a number of other bills, ADF&G has been approaching what would appear to be most people a mismanagement of the state's resources. If we start looking at things, the predator control populations that have gone out of control out there with the bears and wolves certainly has had a negative effect on the moose population, and nothing has been done until the recent past, and that's been thanks to the sponsor of this particular bill here. I would say that it's almost too little too late from the action we've seen by ADF&G. Is that an unfair characterization of your department?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, I would respectfully say that the department, I believe, has done the best it can operating within the laws that we've had and the regulations that we've had, and I'll point out that while it's a bit unrelated, we are engaged in two predator control projects at the present time, and that's the first time in well over a decade that we've had a state-sponsored program addressing that type of a management issue.
And the same has gone on the other end of the spectrum, where the caribou population has pretty much exploded. And I tend to, not necessarily disagreeing with the sponsor of the statement. He quoted the Western Arctic caribou herd at 400,000. My understanding is closer to 500,000. And because of the population of the caribou getting up that high, we're in danger of a crash. In fact, it has decimated the reindeer herds out on the Seward Peninsula, where before there was 14 herds, now we're down to 2. Is that not your understanding, Mr. Robeson?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, I'm not aware of the current situation of the reindeer industry, although I know the Western Arctic caribou herd migrations have certainly been a problem there for many years. The Western Arctic herd is still the largest herd in the state. It is at the high end of what the range can probably carry, and our biologists have been watching that situation for years, and that's why the Board of Game has such a liberal bag limit, because not only is that an important herd for food, but it makes a lot of sense to try to crop as many animals out of that herd as possible when it's up at the high end of its carrying capacity the way it seems to be.
One final comment, Mr. Chairman, and that's all that being, as far as reindeer herds go, owning reindeer myself and being a reindeer herder, I feel like I know a little bit about it anyway, and I can tell you that exploding population has had a negative effect on the herders. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Terrio.
I'll pass.
Oh, okay. Any other questions? Senator Cowdery.
It's my understanding that Senator Olson has, with the sponsor, going to get together with a committee substitute to address the...
Mr. Cowdery, I've agreed to sit down with the senator that represents the North Slope Borough to take a look at some of the concerns and give it some time to be able to look at maybe some other alternatives that we may be able to look at to satisfy some of the concerns that have been said. I don't think that he and I have agreed that we're going to go arm in arm down the rosy path, but we would like to very much be able to address the legitimate concerns of the people that are along there, and I agree that we don't want to, as the sponsor, I don't want to force anything down anyone's throat, but these are public lands we're talking about, and there are Alaska people who believe that they're being illegitimately locked out of public lands. So let's look at those concerns from both sides, and I'm willing to sit down and talk about that with the minority members who have some concerns out there. I know that this bill will go from here, this act will go from here, then go to finance. I know that the member is on finance, and hopefully between the time that we could have it go from this committee to finance, we'd be able to craft some kind of a CS that if we couldn't fully agree on, would maybe be able to allay some of the concerns that people have addressed.
Thank you.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do we have anybody from the oil company or Alyeska Pipeline that's going to be testifying as to whether they're for or against this bill?
I haven't seen anybody on the list. There was nobody here.
And I don't comment.
Mr. Chairman, I did very early on tell them about this bill. They knew about it and told them what my intent was. I don't try to blindside anybody, so they're aware of it.
One final comment, Mr. Chairman. What this reminds, as we've looked over the testimony and seen the people that have testified here, this reminds me of the ANWR situation where we as Alaskans who want to open up ANWR are being overruled by people living outside the state of Alaska. You know, I see this, the ANWR situation is obviously, as most of us do, is reprehensible and somewhat offensive to those of us that are Alaskans, that we can't even control our own land up here because of somebody that wants to have a park that's sitting down there in Massachusetts or someplace. But in that same way, if you go ahead and extend this out, all the testimony that I've heard that have come from the people from the North Slope, non-native and non-native, professional and non-professional, have been against this bill. People from outside the area are a number of people from outside the area are the only ones that we can find that are in favor of this bill. So I would have to vote against this bill, Mr. Chairman.
I could just say one thing, if I could, and I know Senator Olson knows that times I have been an active opponent of some of the policies that have come down through the Department of Fish and Game, but I'd like to make the record clear on one side of that. I think that most of the criticism that I've directed at the Department of Fish and Game rightfully belongs in the administration farther up the chain, in that we had administrations that, in my opinion, we're not interested in managing wildlife, but we're interested in monitoring wildlife. And I have great empathy for those members who are employees of the state who also were eager to actively manage wildlife, but were prohibited from doing so by political decisions. And so sometimes, not that I think all of those people over there in the department have acted with the greatest of integrity from time to time, and I have had my disagreements. I would not like to say that it was the department itself or the people in the department that I had a great disagreement with as much as I had from the people who were telling the people in the department what to do and what not to do.
I'll remove it.
Okay.
You got questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Question, Senator Lincoln.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
That leeway, by the way.
Mr. Chairman, I didn't quite understand the discussion here, because I thought it was that the senator was asking that this be held to work out perhaps a potential that would be working out a potential amendment, because the area is involving much, well, I shouldn't say much, because it's a very small portion of my district, but it involves a considerable mileage through there from the bridge. But of course, it not only affects, and I have to stress that, it not only affects that area from the bridge on, but it affects those communities that they have to pass through to get to that bridge and to get beyond that bridge. So, Mr. Chairman, I have great problems if you're going to be moving this bill on when the transport, transportation committee has not viewed that amendment, which is rightfully this committee to address. It's not finance committee, but it's this committee to address. So,
when do we meet next? Tuesday?
Do that?
We can.
Why don't we hold this? Let the sponsor get together with Senator Olson. We'll hold it for Tuesday. I've got some questions, too, I want to meet with the sponsor, because it looks to me, you know, I understand the North Slope borough testimony. I understand your testimony. And I come from Kenai, and we've got half the world comes to the Kenai Peninsula. And we may not like it, but we live with it, and we live with it pretty well. Maybe there's some alternatives we can work out here, because it's a lot of land we're talking about, and maybe there's some middle ground for everybody.
I'd just like to say, we talked about a fiscal note, and that's got to be done, or should probably be done in finance, and we don't have one now. But
you know, and Ms. Senator Cowdery, I agree with that, but I don't agree that there's going to be a huge fiscal note on being able to allow the small number of people that go up there to do it.
I don't think it'll make any change in the way Fish and Game manage things or the state troopers do. But let's hold it. Let's take it up Tuesday.
We can take it. I'm going to be back about. I'm scheduled to get back at 1:15 Tuesday. And if we can do it in the latter part of the meeting, I should be here for that, sir.
We'll do that.
Good. Meeting's adjourned.